With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. The Flathead Avalanche Center has issued a backcountry avalanche warning for the Swan, Whitefish, and Flathead Ranges and the Lake McDonald and Marias Pass areas of Glacier National Park. The Avalanche Center rates the avalanche danger as high with very dangerous avalanche conditions. The center reports that recent and drifted snow is overloading fragile, reactive, weak layers and could easily trigger large, wide, and deadly avalanches. On Saturday, the center received reports of two close calls and a partially buried snow biker in the Eastern Swans, Southern Whitefish Range, and near the southern border of Glacier National Park. The center advises avoiding riding or traveling in avalanche terrain. The Montana Senate has advanced a bill that would allow parents of public school students to opt out of sex education and would ban abortion providers from offering information in schools. Under the bill, schools will be required to inform parents or guardians what will be taught in sex education classes. Supporters of the bill have expressed concern over a so-called progressive agenda being taught in sex education. Opponents have said such a measure could disadvantage certain young people, leading to more teen pregnancies. The measure passed Monday by the Republican-controlled Senate, with all 31 Republicans in favor and all 19 Democrats opposed. Gas prices in Montana are on the rise, though not as quickly as in the rest of the country. One expert says that won't last. MTPR's Megan Myskowski has the story.
The average price of gas in Montana is $2.39 per gallon, which is almost 12 cents higher than it was at the same time last month. That's according to Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis for GasBuddy, a company that collects data on gas prices and releases it on an app. He says rising gas prices are not unique to Montana.
Prices are going up coast to coast, primarily driven by last week's extreme cold in Texas.
DeHaan says the national average is moving even faster. He says Montana tends to lag when prices go up across the board because it's a more rural state. But he says the state will likely catch up, especially as spring weather rolls in and more people get vaccinated.
People are getting out. States are slowly reopening. So there's a lot of reasons now that motorists are finding to get out of the house.
He says the most expensive pump in the state can be found in Cardwell in Jefferson County, which is charging $3.29 per gallon. One station on the Malmstrom Air Force Base and another in Great Falls are tied for the lowest price at $2.22 per gallon. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Megan Myskowski.
Montana lawmakers are giving shorter notice for some public hearings as their work picks up speed and a deadline approaches for bills to pass through the chambers. Montana Public Radio's Shaylee Rager reports the time crunch is leading to marathon policy meetings.
Judiciary Committee, please come to order. Will the Secretary...
State representatives on the House Judiciary Committee heard a whopping 20 bills on Monday. On a normal day, they'd hear just a handful. It's a sign that the 67th Legislature is fast approaching a deadline next week that requires general bills to advance from one chamber to the other. Speaker of the House Wiley Gault says the House could see as many as 200 bills introduced over the next week.
We'll see what the rest of the week looks like if that's how we're starting.
The push to advance bills means some proposed policies are getting shorter hearings in order to pass the deadline. Some bills were scheduled for hearings this week with less than 24 hours notice. More advanced scheduling is generally needed for remote participation and outlined in legislative rules. Senate President Mark Blaisdell said committee chairs will give consideration to people who want to testify remotely without signing up in advance. The House Judiciary Committee is scheduled to see roughly 20 more bills during Tuesday's meeting. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.